are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In a previous hour, I had wanted to talk about a necklace that they claim can stop heartburn, and these diapers that a senior can wear that will hopefully protect them with a fall. So I promise I'll get to those stories this hour. But this is kind of fascinating. Apparently, researchers have found an account of the doctor who treated Abraham Lincoln when he was assassinated. So this is a doctor's account. Researchers apparently were scouring the National Archives for papers involving President Abraham Lincoln, and they actually found this first-person account. This was the doctor who rushed to Lincoln's side after he was shot at Ford's Theater in D.C. Now, they say the document contains the words of the man who answered the question, is there a surgeon in the house, after John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln. I'm reading this as we go. This is kind of exciting. They say Dr. Charles A. Lille, an Army surgeon, was 23 years old at the time. All right. His records, let me see. I'm trying to read this. This is in quotes. They say Leo records his memories from the night before of seeing the president and the first lady come in with their guests, bow to the audience, and hearing the shot, and seeing Booth leap to the stage, and being the first surgeon or doctor who reached Lincoln's side. And he recalls Mary Lincoln's words to him, do what you can for him. Wow. So I guess Mary Lincoln said, do what you, oh yeah, of course. And they say this immediate account, you know, see, when doctors make a report, okay, there's not a lot of emotion. We don't add a lot of storyline to it. You know, we don't do creative writing when we do our medical reports, which is kind of a shame, because when I was in medical school, or no, when I was in regular school, grade school, high school, college, you had to do all sorts of creative writing. Everything you had to do, creative writings, even compound sentences. Then you go to medical school and it has to be short and sweet. You don't even use full sentences, right? You use, you know, acronyms for things. He has SOB. SOB diagnosis. I mean, not even full, an SOB is shortness of breath. Here's all my creative writing skills, and I don't get to use it. But I guess what researchers are excited about is this type of account is very clinical. They say it doesn't have a lot of flowery language. It was very kind of to the point, abrupt, which I'm sure when Ronald Reagan was shot, the doctor's report was very similar too. You know, I forget how old Ronald Reagan was when he was shot, but let's say a 67-year-old male comes in, presents with this. It says, I mean, it is kind of cold. You know, this is why many patients and their families think doctors are cold. I couldn't stand that part of medical school where you round on patients in the morning and you go to room 200 and then you go to room 202 and then you go to room 204 and you walk up to the patient with your superior doctor, your superior officer, and all the other medical students and residents, et cetera, whether you're a student or resident. And then your superior doctor says to you, go. And you go, all right, well, this is a 25-year-old male who sustained a gunshot wound to the chest, has a history of marijuana use, blah, 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 and you go on. You know, or this is a 49-year-old male with stage 4 esophageal cancer, prognosis poor. You're saying all this in front of the patient, and the patient's sitting there like, I'm a real person. I'm not a 24-year-old male. My name is Scott. So I did things a little different. And, you know, I would throw something kind of personal. I put my hand on the patient. So I would be like, you know, this is Scott. Scott sustained a gunshot wound the other day. I mean, he's hanging in there. He's, you know, hanging in. You're braver than I am. But this. Now, of course, the superior doctor's like, you know, I don't really need your opinion. You know, you don't give an opinion until you're asked for it. But I just couldn't, you know, very stoically report on a patient who was just sitting there. And, of course, the family is sitting there going, that 85-year-old African-American male, status post-stroke, his name is George. He has a name. You know, and I feel, you know, and I'd always try to wink to the family. And I'd even warn the family, too. You know, I'm like, okay, now, you know, I'm going to be coming in, right, with my, you know, superior officer and my superior residence, et cetera, and they're going to make me report. I'm also going to kind of look like a little bit of a suck-up, all right, because these guys are really intimidating. Dr. Dahlia, it's okay, I understand. I know, but it's just, you know, I hate doing this in front of the patient, but, you know, you're going to kind of see me eat a lot of crow. That's fine. Go ahead, doctor. Do what you got to do. You know, so sometimes I would prep it because I know the situation wasn't really going to be that cool and it wasn't going to be that warm. You know, sometimes you had a cool attending and the cool attending would say, you're hanging in there. Yeah. All right. Sometimes the attending wouldn't even talk to the patient, wouldn't even make eye contact, you know, and so I would, of course, give him a wink. You know, and then run out. And, you know, you also see a lot of medical students and people in training sometimes afraid to lift the sheet, right? You got a person in bed. They'll put the stethoscope on the gown. They'll take a look at some pulses, feel the tummy, and then run away. And I try to teach my medical students, will you lift the sheet? Look at his legs. Look at her. Make sure she doesn't have a bed sore on her tush. Look at them. And I know there's that awkwardness. You know, many students, I mean, and I remember I really felt awkward when I was younger. I'm like, really? I gotta move up your gown to, you know, check the femoral, wound site. I was a little nervous because again, you know, you're a girl, you're a young girl and, you know, you're examining a man's pelvis area. It is. It's a little intimidating, but you have to do it. You're the doctor. And I tell the medical students, I tell the young doctors, I go, gotta lift up the sheet because you're gonna miss a bed sore. You're gonna miss something underneath. Look at his legs. Is he swelling? You know, you could remove the sheet. His arms could be skinny and his legs could be elephant legs because he's going into heart failure. You lift the sheet, you take a look. Well, anyway, interesting stuff with this Abraham Lincoln story. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. And by the way, if you do go to my website, click the guest book and sign in. I love to hear where you're from, read your posts, and I just love reading that kind of stuff. So please do that for me. Thank you. Just a little favor. Here I am giving you the news. You could return the favor by signing in. Let me know what you think of the news. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. All right. So, I was on the Andy Dean show, America Now with Andy Dean on XM Channel 168 and multiple affiliates. He's great. I love Andy. And I guess he wanted me to talk about this diaper for elderly that actually absorbs fall impact. Now, you know, one of our biggest risks as we age is we lose balance. We lose our hearing. And it's very easy to trip and fall. And because we lose bone mass, when we do fall, we could sustain a pretty significant fracture. And many people who do suffer a hip fracture many times die from blood clots, pneumonia, because you're pretty immobile, right? And so I guess there's a product called Softshell, which uses soft material which hardens upon impact, absorbs force, and redistributes it across a whole pad. But it's a diaper that you wear. They demonstrated this at a tech convention in March, and Softshell co-founder Elgin Yap dropped a bowling ball on a cell phone that was protected by the material, and the gadget was unscratched. Now, this sounds cool. They say the technology took about 2 years to develop. I'm trying to find other sources of this. I got this from straighttimes.com. I can't find any other report on this nowhere. And I'm sure by the time you listen to the show, there'll probably be a little bit more information on this. But it sounds fabulous. It may be a little too good to be true. You know, what if you're accidentally wearing a defective diaper, right? And, I mean, this diaper would have to protect you. I mean, it couldn't be a bikini or a thong. I mean, this type of diaper would have to be more like a boxer brief, okay? It would have to extend, I would say, to the upper thigh, all right? But it couldn't be like a little tidy-whitey. It couldn't be well, I guess men wear briefs, but the boxer briefs are the ones that go lower, right? Okay. I know my men's underwear. And so, I still though don't get how the fall, when it comes on that quick, you know, how instantaneously, it's almost like one of those shields, you know, like Captain America type shields. I don't know, but I think it's cool. I mean, keep figuring this stuff out. I will wear the diaper. I won't even change. I won't even take it off. I mean, I'm at the age now where my bones are probably starting to thin. You know, I put 50-year-olds in these things. 40-year-olds. Let's do it. Right? Plus, it's good because I'm sometimes too busy to go to the bathroom. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this one I just don't get. Nighttime necklace can stop the pain of heartburn. Okay, stop the pain, but it can't stop heartburn. I was going to say, I do not see how a necklace can stop heartburn, but this stops the pain. They say the device works by applying gentle pressure to the neck to stop burning acid leaking back up from the stomach into the throat. I can already tell you, I got a problem with it. They say it has a soft pad about the size of a matchbox, which sits just underneath the Adam's apple and presses against the top of the esophagus. The esophagus is basically your feeding pipe, your feeding tube. When you eat, it goes down the esophagus and it goes to the stomach. They say the adjustable necklace looks a little bit like a dog collar. All right. Now, some people may find it pretty stimulating then. It's tight enough to prevent acid reaching the throat, but not so tight that it causes the patient any discomfort. What? So it's pressing on the... wait a second. I don't buy it. All right. Heartburn, they say, affects 1 in 3 people at some point in their life. You got the hydrochloric acid in your stomach coming up. All right, we all know about that. I talk about GERD and esophagitis all the time. All right, many of us, we have the lower esophageal sphincter that connects. Stop the giggles. Stop the giggles. The lower esophageal sphincter connects us. Come on, people, really? Really? I talk about sphincters a lot on the show. You're going to have to handle it. Okay, just get immune to it. You know what? Just get out of your system now. Say sphincter 200 times. All right, then you won't get the giggles. Sphincter, sphincter, sphincter. That's what I do to prep for the show, so I don't giggle on the show. Because it's not very professional to laugh at your own show. And unfortunately, I sometimes do. But, you know, it's because I didn't practice saying sphincter 200 times. Anyway, your lower esophageal sphincter is like a one-way valve to control the flow of food into the stomach. We don't want food going back up into the esophagus. We don't want undigested food going back. We want it going down one way. And so the lower esophageal sphincter, if it relaxes, like when you eat chocolate or spearmint, et cetera, caffeine, food will sneak up through. So you kind of want it nice and tight. Stop the giggles. I mean it. Now, let's see what. Okay, so you have a necklace here. This is a necklace, they say. You know, I almost want you to feel the heartburn. So then you know you have it, right? I don't want anybody to suffer, but we're talking about, you know, like here, they say the results of this necklace showed a significant reduction in burning in the volunteers' throats because acid was not able to leak through from the esophagus. Okay, yes, you don't want to get the acid up into your mouth, although I really don't see how. I mean, you'd have to put a lot of pressure on that area. I don't know. I just don't buy it. I mean, I want you to know that you're having heartburn, so then you go to the doctor and get it addressed. But yes, I would like to save the teeth. I don't really want the acid going up into the throat. But, you know, the scary part of heartburn is, you know, the acid staying in the esophagus. There could be an argument that somebody would say, let the acid go anywhere but the esophagus. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a nice thing to play with, I guess. I just don't know if I'm 100% sold on that one. All right, so we got necklaces, and we got that. Okay, now, what else do we have here? All right, so there's been a lot of back and forth. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And now, let's see. So there's been a lot of back and forth with how much water should you drink. I get asked that too. Dr. Dahlia, how many glasses of water should I drink? Eight ounce glasses? Should I drink 10? 6 ounce cups? Should I drink? Well, there's really no recommendation. There's a new editorial from the Australian Public Health Journal basically saying we really don't need to guzzle 8 glasses of water a day. They say actually many bodies are adequately hydrated. They say, which I'm going to dislike in a second, even from caffeinated drinks like coffee and tea. So what they're saying, if we're downing coffee, downing tea, probably downing our soda, etc., we're getting enough water in there. Okay, I say stop, 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 hold the phone. I would rather you drink water. If this quote-unquote 8 glasses of water a day keeps you from guzzling other drinks, I say amen to that. Now, do I think we are overhydrating people? Absolutely. I mean, if you have congestive heart failure, I'm not going to be making you drink 8 glasses of water a day. No. But if you're sucking on big gulps continually, yes, I'd say swap it with some water. Absolutely. Now, there's just no evidence that you have to have X number of glasses. Now, keep in mind, I live in Southern Nevada. So you go outside for 5 minutes, all your nasal membranes, mucous membranes, your mouth. I have to keep my mouth closed when I go outside because otherwise it dries up and I get dry mouth. Yeah, I have to close my mouth when I go outside. I grew up in Phoenix, but Phoenix still had a little bit more moisture than Southern Nevada. Southern, it is dry and dry. At least with Phoenix, there was monsoon. We'd get rain in Phoenix. Vegas, we got maybe rain once or twice a year. And so it's very dry and it dries you out. And as a radio host, you know, I need to keep my voice this, you know, feminine and lovely. Yeah, so I gotta make sure I don't get dry mouth. So, you know, when it comes to how much fluid, I would say, look, if you're about to reach for a soda, drink some water. All right. You know, coffee, I know, I think another study came out saying coffee prevents Alzheimer's. So I know many people are like, all right, well, we'll drink more coffee. I think that's great. Fine. But, you know, don't substitute water. Your body needs water. Yes, your body can take a soda pop. It could take a cup of tea and glean out the water. It can. But why make it work so hard? You know, why force your body to work that hard? Give it the water. It does need water. But I don't think you have to overdo it. Do I drink 8 ounce glasses of water a day? No. Should I? I think because of where I live, yes. All right, because it is dry. So, all right. Well, speaking of which, I drink so much water, I got to pull over in 10-100. So I will be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ally C or Ally Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study came out today saying sometimes the one-night stand is actually the person you end up spending the rest of your life with. University of Iowa study suggests that having one, I guess, nightstand, right, may not be a relationship killer, and how you handle the situation in the morning can make the difference. Oh, like what was that movie, What Happens in Vegas, with Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher? That was a funny one. I like that. I like that movie. Right? Basically, they, you know, both of them are having difficult lives. They get drunk. They have a one-night stand. They end up getting married, and then they, you know. Yeah. But anyway, sociologist Anthony Paik surveyed 642 adults in Chicago and concluded that relationships that start with a spark and not much else are not necessarily doomed from the get-go. Basically, it matters on how both partners feel about the relationship. They say there's an average relationship quality. Boy, they know how to make this stuff boring, don't they? This average relationship quality, ARQ, was higher for individuals who waited until things were serious to have sex. Early sex was not to blame for the disparity. Again, I don't get it. They're boring me. When Pike factored out people who weren't interested in getting serious, he found no real difference in relationship quality. That is, couples who became sexually involved as friends or acquaintances and were open to a serious relationship ended up just as happy as those who dated and waited. Ah, so the study suggests, yeah, please get to the point because I'm confused here, that rewarding relationships are possible for those who delay sex, but it's also possible for true love to emerge if things do start off with a, well, but then it's not a one-night stand. Why are they using the term one-night stand? A one-night stand means you have, I mean, from what I understand, in theory, what I've read in textbooks, is you have sex once, right? Usually occurs at night, and then that's it. You guys never talk again, right? Okay, until they find you on Facebook, and your husband's like, who's Dirk? All right. Now, I was a good girl. Okay, so one-night stands, you could actually fall in love with that person, and then it become a two-night, and then maybe a three-night. I've always believed in the whole love at first sight thing. I always have. I mean, me and my husband, and he's like a groaning, oh, no, we got to hear about Dr. Dahlia and her husband. Yes, you do, because I want to make a point. I don't think I've ever told you guys how my husband and I met. No, it wasn't at a parole hearing. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Fine, if you want to shut the radio off, fine. Anyway, just really quickly, just to make my point, and no, we didn't have a one-night stand because we weren't dating. I was dating somebody else, and we were doing a fundraising haunted house, haunted mansion. And the very first time I met my husband, this was in college when we went to UNLV, I didn't think much of him, but I wanted to mess with him. And I guess there was just something about him I wanted to just kind of mess with. For example, he was supposed to be the one in the coffin where as you walk through the haunted house, somebody jumps up out of the coffin, right? You know, to scare him. And I was supposed to knock on the coffin. Okay? So, of course, I just met the guy. I didn't even know his name. I would go, he'd jump up and go, ha, ha, roar, and nobody would be there. And I just kept doing it. I just thought it was funny. But I wasn't attracted to him. I didn't think I was. You know, one thing I learned when I was adult is anybody I would mess with, it was my body probably already in flirtation mode. I mean, I never batted my eyes. I never unbuttoned my blouse, hiked up the skirt. I didn't do that. I've never was like that. I was always pretty, you know, prude in that respect. But I would, whenever I liked somebody without even realizing it, try to be more funny next to them. Or I would just kind of mess with them. And I didn't even realize teasing. I didn't realize that was because I liked him. I just didn't pick up on that until I was later and, you know, older and read about Freud or whatever. So, and then, of course, you know, I was always seeing him, you know, dating sorority girls and coming out of the dorms early morning because one of my jobs was working the overnight dorm check-in shift. I always worked throughout, so I don't even know when I slept when I was in college. And so I just never thought I would be in his league. He liked the pretty sorority girls. You know, and girls who put out, okay? I wasn't like that. And so I dated his friend, and then, you know, I dated another friend. And, you know, did I date these other friends to get close to him? No, I didn't think about him. Until finally I was in medical school up in Reno. He was in chiropractic school in Los Angeles. And one of the ex-boyfriends I had who was friends with him comes up and says, look, Dahlia, I have my green card, so I don't have to ask you to marry me. Or did he? Did he ask me to marry him? So he could stay in the United States? No. He found somebody else, I think, to marry. The relationship started to fall through. And so now he wanted to date me. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested. But, you know, what's going on with Corey? You talk to Corey still? You're friends with him? And then I end up going down to Los Angeles, meeting up with, you know, my soon-to-be husband. And we hit it off the first date. No one-night stands, nothing. You know, I made him wait. Right? I'm still making him wait. And, you know, okay, so what was the point to that story? I don't know. I think I hear some of you sleeping. It was probably to help with your insomnia. But I think the point is you don't have to. There's many different ways that people end up. Some are your friends and friends and friends, and all of a sudden you guys fall into each other's arms. Sometimes it's love at first sight. Sometimes it could be a 4-year ordeal with you not realizing you guys were attracted. See, that's why I think there's a lot of fate. See, I think the reason why I was messing with him and I always just kind of kept an eye out for him, even though I didn't think I liked him, was because God wanted us to be together. Now, my husband asked why God punished him, but I thank God for us being together. I really do. He's the best husband. He's the best father. I'm so grateful. And no, he's not listening. He doesn't listen to the show. He listens once in a while, but he's not listening now. So I'm very blessed. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody you just hit it off with and fall into their arms and be passionate with, that's somebody you could have a relationship with. So, you know, but if you're in the habit of doing it, that could be a problem. Speaking of sex and satisfying relationships, they say women who get breast implants will say that they enjoy sex more. There's a survey called RealSelf.com, and 61% said after they received their breast jobs, they found sex to be more satisfying. Now, all right, some of you are like, well, duh, is this news? I don't know. They interviewed a plastic surgeon, and he's like, well, these results aren't surprising. And I don't think it's that surprising either. I mean, I think when you like your body, you're going to be a little bit more free. You know, many women that don't have sex, a lot of time it's because they don't feel sexy. You know, they gave birth to a couple kids, they breastfed. You know, the breasts, you know, usually get caught in your waistline when you try to pull up your pants and you don't feel sexy. You don't want to take off your clothes. You don't feel sexy. Yet you get a little bit of nip tuck or you enhance something that you want enhanced. And many times, yes, it does. I'm not surprised. I'm not saying going on plastic surgery. You also have to have a good relationship. We've talked about women's sex drive dropping and the multitude of reasons for that occurring. But, you know, it's another piece to the puzzle of, you know, what makes a woman tick, you know, and sometimes a woman feeling beautiful, right, even if it's something, you know, something very localized that was fixed, you could feel completely beautiful. I mean, when I have a good hair day, I feel gorgeous. When I have a bad hair day, I feel awful. You know, same thing. Remember in school, I don't know if boys felt this way, but when I was in school, if I got a pimple, I just wanted to hide, right? You know, you couldn't cover that pimple up. You just want to hide, bury your face. You don't want anybody looking at you. Yet, you got a great skin day, great clothes day, great hair day. You strut your stuff and people notice you more too. So yeah, that's what happens with breast enlargement. Okay. Don't go away. We're going to be talking about scorpion stings. They're on the rise. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Dorothy from Abilene, Texas writes, Doctor, when my doctor diagnosed me with a lung mass, he was so cold. Why don't they teach doctors some compassion in medical school? Oh, I wish you were live. I would love to talk to you about that. I want to know how he told you. Oh, no, and always write in. I love your emails, but, oh, man, I wish some of you I could talk to live. I would love to know how he broke the news to you. You know, it's tough. Why don't they teach compassion in medical school? Because you can't. You can't teach compassion. You can't. I mean, they do urge us to show compassion, show sympathy, show empathy. They do urge us. But they also understand that sometimes your, you know, human animalistic instincts kick in, and as a protective factor, you sometimes close up. I was doing the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon this last weekend at St. Rose Hospital, and I didn't tour the neonatal ICU or the pediatric ICU because, I've been in millions of them. I know the hospital pretty well, but some of the other radio hosts that were doing the Radiothon with me did do the tour, and they broke down and cried. And when I was on air, one of them, we were kind of going back and forth with you know, a couple of the mics. And, you know, he goes, Dahlia, how do doctors do it? Yeah, I mean, how do you deal with a sick baby, the baby dies, or a patient you've loved for years and they die? How do you deal with it? I could not deal with that day in and day out. Well, it's very difficult because sometimes you really have to close it down. You got to shut it down. You have to seclude yourself, isolate yourself mentally. There's a whole variety of defense mechanisms doctors employ, because otherwise, if you really think about it, you get nervous. Well, just like a pilot, you know, if you're scared of flying and you ask a pilot, how do you do it? How do you know that you're up there 30,000 feet and you could crash at a moment's notice? I mean, how do you do it without freaking out? I mean, they'd probably say, well, I don't think about it. Well, you know, same thing with us doctors. I mean, we try not to think about it. You know, I mean, I've seen enough children, you know, pediatric drowning cases. I almost didn't want to build a pool in my house, you know, but I didn't want to extend my work to the house, to the home. We got the gates. We taught our kids to swim early. We watched our kids, you know, pretty closely. And now our kids are on a swim team. But doctors sometimes can overprotect themselves such that so they don't break down, they may appear cold. And then you have a group of people that are just, they're just cold. I mean, I went to medical school with some people, they were cold. I went to college with some people, cold. And they decide to go into the medical profession. I'm like, how? How are you going to go into the medical profession being cold? But remember, there's various specialists and specialties in medicine. I mean, I'm a family doc. So as a family doc, I'm going to talk to kids. I need to be able to talk to kids. I need to establish rapport with a pediatric patient within seconds. If not, they'll start screaming and crying, and they won't let me look at him because they think I'm going to give him a shot. They think I'm going to hurt him, or the kid's going to think I'm going to hurt their mommy. And so I have to be able to establish rapport within seconds, even as a radio host. You know, when you're flipping the stations on the radio station, you only give about 2 seconds to what you're listening to before you switch. I have to make sure I am establishing rapport that quickly. And it's very difficult, but it's something that I had to learn. Medical school didn't teach me. I just had to learn it. Luckily, I like kids. I like adults. I like to talk. But do I ever have to shut patients out? Oh, yeah. Let's say I had a migraine all weekend, and I don't mind admitting this on air. I've even admitted it to my patients, and I tell them, I'm so sorry I have to do this. But I'll have, let's say, a migraine all weekend long, and a patient will come in, right? My migraine will finally go away. And I'm like, as long as I don't think about a headache, I'm good. You know how you guys have been, right? You've been there before, right? As long as I don't think about a headache, I'm good. Then all of a sudden, my 10 a.m. patient in room 4 has a migraine, and they want to explain it, and they want to describe it, and they get so descriptive and illustrative that I have to say, stop. You know, and yes, I want to take a thorough history. I want to show empathy. But if they go any further, I'm going to get my migraine back. And I can't let it ruin my week. It's a Monday. It's 10 a.m. on a Monday. Now, again, what I'll do is I'll be honest with the I'm actually starting to get a headache now just talking about it. Cause I hate that. I'm starting to get a headache right now, and I'm probably giving you all a headache. But I tell the patient, I go, look, I'm so sorry. All right, don't hate me. But I just got over my headache, and if I even think about a headache, it's going to happen. All right, I want to get as much information from you as possible so I know how to treat you. But I apologize. I'm not, letting you work through it because I know it helps to talk about it. It's just I can't listen to it right now. And, you know, it's very odd for a doctor to tell a patient, I can't listen to you. But again, I want to be really honest with my patients. And yes, that could look like a lack of compassion, but tell them why. So what have I done, you know, with patients with a lung mass? I've told you all this story. And sorry, I'm going to, I want to talk about the scorpion thing, but this is kind of important. I've told some of you this story where there was a gentleman who we did a routine chest x-ray on, and he had a big lung mass, this big circular blob in his lungs. And I'm like, huh. But, you know, I didn't have a bad feeling. I didn't have a negative feeling about it. Like, you know, usually you get an x-ray when you see lung cancer, you get a bad feeling. You feel a breast lump, you get a bad feeling. You just know it's cancer. You get that feeling. I didn't get that feeling with this one, though. And I look at a big, huge lump in a mass in his chest. So I bring him over to the x-ray, and I go, I see this golf ball mass in your lungs. And I go, I don't know what this is. It could be cancer, but it could also be a fungal ball. It could be an infection that's walled off. I don't know. We got to get it checked out. But whatever it is, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. And he goes, well, doc, whatever you say. So I send him to the lung specialist, the cardiovascular specialist, to get a biopsy. And the patient calls going, I'm not going to let this guy wants to cut on me. I'm not going to let him cut on me. Dr. Dolly said it could be a fungal ball. I'm not going to let him, you know, cut into my lung. The doctor calls me up going, Dahlia, what are you doing telling the patient it could be a fungal ball? This is cancer. And I go, I didn't want a kid in glove. It just, you know, I wanted to tell him the differential diagnosis so he wouldn't go home and kill himself thinking he's got lung cancer because the guy suffers from depression. And I wanted to give him a list of possibilities. He's like, well, this guy thinks it's fungus, so he doesn't want to get anything done. So I talked to patients to getting it done, getting a procedure done to get the biopsy. Well, the biopsy comes back, and you know what it was? Fungus. It was fungus. So he ended up having a lobectomy to remove it, but it wasn't cancer. And I was so grateful that I didn't tell him it was cancer, you know, and you know, start, you know, holding him in my arms and make, because it wasn't cancer. But there's a variety of ways to tell a person they have cancer. I've had to tell people, you know, you have cervical cancer, you have this, but then I said, we are going to knock this puppy out of the ballpark. You know, thank God we found it now. You try to find a positive to it. You give them strength. You show them you're there for support. And you knock that sucker out of the ballpark. But they don't teach you that in medical school. You either got it or you don't. But I got to tell you, some of the best doctors out there don't have any bedside manner. I could not hang out with them. I couldn't even get through a glass of wine with some of these people. Yeah, and wine would give me a headache, too. Thank you for reminding me. But they're good doctors. You know, I mean, you know, to find that really good doctor and that people-person combo, it's rare. Who could also host a radio show? I know, people, it's rare. I put myself down all the time. I'm going to build myself up a little bit. Why not? But look, hang in there really quickly. Scorpion stings are on the rise. Apparently, the Arizona Poison and Drug Control Center say scorpion stings are among the most frequent calls these days. 50% of victims have had to be hospitalized. Remember with the scorpion bite, okay? Get yourself checked. Try to bring the scorpion to the doctor if you can. Don't get stung. Wash it with soap and water. Don't eat or drink because sometimes the stings can make you stop breathing. All right, guys, we'll be back. Stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.